Then perhaps because haste only complicated her efforts to cover herself, she turned slightly away and carefully tucked kimono into obi. The surprise must have been less at Kikuji's father than at Kikuji. Since a maid had met them at the door, Chikako must have known at least that Kikuji's father had come. Kikuji's father did not go into the breakfast room. He sat down in the next room instead, the room where Chikako gave lessons.
"Do you suppose I could have a cup of tea?"
Kikuji's father asked absently. He looked up at the hanging in the alcove.
"Yes."
But Chikako did not move. On the newspaper at her knee, Kikuji had seen hairs like whiskers. Though it was broad daylight, rats were scurrying about in the hollow ceiling. A peach tree was in bloom near the veranda. When at length she took her place by the tea hearth, Chikako seemed preoccupied. Some 10 days later, Kikuji heard his mother telling his father, as if it were an extraordinary secret of which he could not have known, that Chikako was unmarried because of the birthmark. There was compassion in her eyes.
"Oh?"
Kikuji's father nodded in apparent surprise.
"But it wouldn't matter, would it, if her husband were to see it? Especially if he knew of it before he married her."
"That's exactly what I said to her. But after all, a woman is a woman. I don't think I would ever be able to tell a man that I had a big mark on my breast."
"But she's hardly young anymore."
"Still, it wouldn't be easy. A man with a birthmark could probably get married and just laugh when he was found out."
"Did you see the mark?"
"Don't be silly. Of course not."
"You just talked about it."
"She came for my lesson, and we talked about all sorts of things. I suppose she felt like confessing."
Kikuji's father was silent.
"Suppose she were to marry, what would the man think?"
"He'd probably be disgusted by it, but he might find something attractive in it, in having it for a secret. And then again, the defect might bring out good points. Anyway, it's hardly a problem worth worrying about."
"I told her it was no problem at all, but it's on the breast," she says.
"Oh?"
"The hardest thing would be having a child to nurse. The husband might be all right, but the child..."
"The birthmark would keep milk from coming?"
"Not that. No, the trouble would be having the child look at the birthmark while it was nursing. I hadn't seen quite so far myself, but a person who actually has a birthmark thinks of these things. From the day it was born, it would drink there, and from the day it began to see, it would see that ugly mark on its mother's breast. Its first impression of the world, its first impression of its mother, would be that ugly birthmark, and there the impression would be, through the child's whole life."
"Oh, but isn't that inventing worries?"
"You could nurse it on cow's milk, I suppose, or hire a wet nurse."
"I should think the important thing would be whether or not there was milk, not whether or not there was a birthmark."
"I'm afraid not. I actually wept when I heard. So that's how it is, I thought. I wouldn't want our Kikuji nursing at a breast with a birthmark on it."
"Oh?"
At this show of ingenuousness, a wave of indignation came over Kikuji, and a wave of resentment at his father, who could ignore him even though he too had seen the mark. Now, however, almost 20 years later, Kikuji was able to smile at the thought of his father's confusion. From the time he was 10 or so, he often thought of his mother's words and started with uneasiness at the idea of a half-brother or half-sister sucking at the birthmark. It was not just fear of having a brother or sister born away from home, a stranger to him. It was rather fear of that brother or sister in particular. Kikuji was obsessed with the idea that a child who sucked at that breast, with its birthmark and its hair, must be a monster. Chikako appeared to have had no children. One could, if one wished, suspect that his father had not allowed her to. The association of birthmark and baby that had saddened his mother might have been his father's device for convincing Chikako that she did not want children. In any case, Chikako produced none, either while Kikuji's father lived or after his death. Perhaps Chikako had made her confession so soon after Kikuji had seen the birthmark because she feared that Kikuji himself would tell of it. Chikako did not marry. Had the birthmark then governed her whole life? Kikuji never forgot the mark. He could sometimes imagine even that his own destinies were enmeshed in it.